This conference is being recorded.
Well, welcome back to starting our meditation for Hurricane Ike. And as I said before, I'm extremely grateful that you heard the call to come to this call tonight to serve the highest good. I consider this a sacred circle that we're having right now. Sacred in the sense of holy. We're doing divine work. The divine has an opportunity to work through us for the people, for the land, for the world, and for we're part of the healing that we're doing tonight. It cannot happen unless it happens to and through us. And many of you have shared with me that you are feeling that energy transforming your life. If you'd like, I probably should have mentioned before, if you would put on star 6, that way you can mute the call, and that way if you have background noise, it will not be heard. There will be an opportunity during our meditation for you to unmute by also hitting star 6, and that way you can share inspirations, thoughts, thanks, messages that may come through you briefly to share with Hurricane Ike after we hear his message to us tonight. Our intention is always twofold, to dissipate Hurricane Ike's energy, intensity, and direction. So he will shift his direction and his intensity to take the path of least destruction. That's what we're after. We recognize that he is a child of God as we are, and all of us, all beings come in with a life purpose, and yet we always have a higher path that we may choose. And we are asking tonight, and that's what our prayer meditation is for, to request that he will willingly choose the path of least destruction, as God defines, not as any human being defines, as the highest good for all concerned. As we do each meditation, I start with a message from God from the book of the same title, and ask whether it's a message for tonight. Tonight's message is, from page 31, there are many choices, but only one path. There are many choices, but only one path. Kind of interesting when we reflect on it. We've seen all these, if you're watching the hurricane, reports, all these potential paths that he could be taking, but there's only one higher path. Just as it is for each of us in our life. We're reminded that at every moment, in every situation, there may appear to be many options, many choices. Yet we are here in Life University to discern the higher truth, the higher path. I would share with you that is the path of divine love. We are given free will, they say. We have a choice to think our way through anything, to be logical, believe in what appears to be the external world around us, or we may choose to listen and to follow internal truth, the one path, the path of love, joy, and happiness. I request that you do not get caught up with the external vision, the external view, what people say about Hurricane Ike or anything else that appears to be a storm in life. Choose to see these storms, including Ike, from a higher view. Choose the path of love, as we are reminded, the one true path, and know that all is well. From that, if you haven't started already, I request that you go inside, close your eyes if you wish, breathe ever so gently into your heart center. With each breath, feel yourself becoming one with the ocean, with the waves of the ocean. Imagine that you're becoming harmonized with the waves of energy passing through the universe. You are one with the energy of the life force. Each breath in and out, You are vibrating in harmony with the life force of the universe now, with each breath in and out. And if you wish, extend your arms. Imagine your arms are your true angelic beings. These are your wings that allow you to take flight. And as you open your arms, realize your heart has now expanded. And there's just that much more space for you to feel the pulse of the universe within you, breathing in and out. And look more closely with each breath, and you may see a color pulsating within you. Blue, green, white, purple. It really doesn't matter. Recognize the energy of the life force pulsating within you. You may notice it's spinning, usually in a clockwise pattern, spiraling inside of you. You are connecting with the deeper, truer life force energy pulsating within you. We're focusing on the heart center, the center of our heart, the center of our life force, pulsating through every cell and atom of our being. If you're not seeing a color or you would like to imagine one, take it up a color or two and zero in on the color green, the color of the heart chakra. See that green with each breath in and out, expanding wider and wider, circulating faster and faster, connecting with the perfect harmony of the life force outside of you in the universe that resides inside of you. Feel the peace. Feel the absolute harmony. Feel the knowingness that all is perfect, exactly as it is. Feel the life force pulsating within you. Be one with the beauty, joy, and peace that resides within you. Be one with the radiating green light, heart-centered light, energy pulsating through you. Now expand your view and see that light extend in all directions like a perfect circle as it widens and moves faster, spinning. It's now extending further inside your inner being, growing, touching your thighs, your shoulders and your upper arms, your neck, and spinning around. And as it does, every cell and atom of your being, it's pulsating with this divine life force energy. And only that which is of pure goodness, of purity, may continue to reside there. And all else is almost dissolved, washed away instantly from your being. And in its place, this green radiating light pulsating in every cell and atom, pulsating peace, joy, and happiness. Peace, joy, and happiness. Take another breath and see the green light from your heart center extending out past your knees, approaching your feet, your lower arms, past your elbows, up, almost covering your face, on past your throat, your mouth, your nose. Feel it radiating almost the edge of every part of your physical body, your fingertips, your toes, the crown of your head, pulsating with the energy of the life force inside of you. Feel the light inside tingling through every cell and atom, dissolving anything that is other than peace, joy, and happiness. And with the next breath, feel and see yourself with this within an incredible, vibrating, green sphere. Feel your whole being pulsating with this energy that's spiraling in and through and around you in this green sphere of peace, joy, and happiness. Feel every cell and atom alive, vibrating in harmony with the life force, peace, joy, and happiness. And look around, and you'll see other green spheres out there filled with each of us on this phone call. Allow your breath to connect with the breath of everyone on this call. And as you do, see each of our green spheres join together. And we are now one beautiful, large, all-encompassing green sphere of peace, joy, and happiness, radiating from each of our hearts, vibrating through every single one of our cells and atoms. And from this place, I request that you look down. Look down about 135 miles, probably closer, 90 miles east of Grand Turk Islands in towards the southeast part of the Bahamas. And there you'll see Hurricane Ike. They say he's currently a Category 4 hurricane and that he's sustaining maximum winds of 135 miles per hour, going up from about 115 to 120. And they say he's projected late tonight or tomorrow morning to go through the southeast Bahamas on his way through central Bahamas and across to northeast part of Cuba and then go straight across that country right through the middle of it on its way possibly into the Gulf and edging South Florida. See him from a higher view. See him from your heart center vibrating with this incredible, beautiful, green love and light of peace, joy, and happiness pulsating through each of our hearts, now our collective heart center. And from our collective heart center, send out to this child of God, to this life force of God, 50 billion megahertz green, heart-centered love and light, spinning, this is important, in a clockwise direction into his heart center, into the eye of what they call the storm. From our collective heart center, send forth 50 billion megahertz of green, heart-centered love and light, spinning, always spinning like your own chakra, clockwise into his heart center through the eye of Hurricane Ike, which is the window of his soul. See it going through in this clockwise motion, gentle, consistent, 50 billion megahertz of love and light, green, pure green, heartfelt love and light, peace, joy, and harmony. And as you send that to his eye, see all around him and through him coolness, cool, cool air, cool, cool water, waves slowing down, winds becoming calm and gentle and cool. Everything's getting more calm, flowing light, coolness. See that as it passes through you, 10, 50 billion megahertz of green love and light, the life force in you and through us, pouring forth from our hearts, peace, joy, and happiness into Hurricane Ike's heart, through his eye, the window of his soul, spinning clockwise. And as we know, hurricanes spin counterclockwise. So we're spinning clockwise, slowing him down, cooling him down. And all the waters for 1,000 miles in all directions, cool, cool, cool. From this place, we drop in our prayer requests. We bless and thank Hurricane Ike for coming forth, for all of us have a purpose. And we bless him and thank him for hearing our requests and honor our requests to take the path of least destruction, now under grace. Follow God's will, not your will. The truth each of us is asked to learn as we come into this life. As you continue to send 50 billion megahertz of love and light, this green, heartfelt peace, joy, and happiness spinning clockwise to Hurricane Ike's through his eye and seeing it enter his heart, and as it does, cool down everything in all directions. Cool water, cool air, everything slowing down, becoming gentle and calm. As you do that, I will read his message that I received just moments before we started the meditation tonight. I asked, as I always do each hurricane, if it has a message for us. He said, "Do not be deceived by one size. Often, just like large people, within each seemingly large storm is the heart of a teddy bear. Do not be intimidated. Choose to see the situation right, the person right. Choose to look within the largeness and see the heart of the child inside. Choose to feel the love you are innately programmed to feel for the child. Smile. Open your heart to send and receive love. Focus with your inner mind, your heart's mind, on the higher truth. Love is all there is. Fear is a creation of a misdirected mind. In the midst of all things, in all storms, see and feel it right. That is how all sustainable change happens. This is the path from fear to peace. This is the path back to your true being." As you hear that message, please share with me internally your love and respect for Hurricane Ike, for sharing his truth for being here, as all these storms, to bring us a message of peace, to not get caught up in the appearances of what is, but to know the truth. All is love. All is well. As you continue to send, as we collectively continue to send, from our heart center, 50 billion megahertz of green, healing, love, and light, with the intention of peace, joy, and happiness, spinning in a clockwise motion through Ike's eye, touching his heart center and radiating in all directions, thousands, at least 1,000 miles. Coolness, gentleness, peace. This is a good time to share your message with Hurricane Ike. If you have a prayer, a message, an inspiration, thanks. Now is the time to share it with Hurricane Ike. Just hit star 6 and you'll be able to share your message.
This is Flight Star.
Mm-hmm.
I came on a little bit late, but I want to say I like Ike. And I thank you for revealing your teddy bear side. And we all love teddy bears. Thank you for your peace and gentle help that you will give.
Right. Thank you, Esther.
This is Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And I am also on the path of divine love, like everybody else is,
right.
Including Ike. And I like to sound my love song. From my heart.
Okay.
And it sounds like that. I am peace. I am joy. I am happiness.
Thank you, Carla. That's great. Is there anyone else who would like to share a message or inspiration that comes through your prayer? Well, I know we're all holding the space. Hello?
Somebody was going to say something.
Yeah, I would like to share a prayer that I sent out today, Flair.
Yes, please do that.
Okay. Mariah's prayer. Spirit superconsciousness, please locate the origin of my feelings and thoughts of hurricanes. Take each and every level, layer, area, and aspect of my being to this origin. Analyze it and resolve it perfectly with God's truth. Come through all generations of time and eternity, healing every incident and its appendages based on the origin. Please do it according to God's will until I am at the present, filled with light and truth. God's peace and love, forgiveness of myself for my incorrect perceptions, forgiveness of every person, place, circumstances, and event which contributed to this, these feelings and thoughts. I come forth from the void into light. I am the breath that nurtures life. I am that emptiness, that hollowness beyond all consciousness, the I, the id, the all. I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters, the continuum of mind with matters. I am the incoming and the outgoing of breath, the invisible breeze, the undefiable atom of creation, the I am, the I.
Thank you, Yumna. Okay, last call. Anyone else has a prayer request? Briefly. Well, then let me bring us together, focusing in on our collective heart center, sending from our collective heart center this green light to Hurricane Ike, 50 billion megahertz of pure love essence filled with peace, joy, and happiness. The life force of the universe flowing in and through us into his eye, touching his heart center, his soul, extending out in all directions. Cool, cool air, bringing down the temperature of the ocean and the air around, calming the waters, calming the breezes. Everything's getting gentler as it spins in a clockwise motion, ever so slowly. And from this place, we thank you, Hurricane Ike, for your message. We request again and thank you for hearing our request to to honor our requests, to take the path of least destruction, now under grace, to follow the will of God for the highest, best good of all concerned. We bless you and we thank you. As you hold that space just for an extra few moments, sending forth 10 billion megahertz of heartfelt green light, see it spinning clockwise into his heart center, and feel and know it has been received with love as it was sent. And now, come back and look around. Spiritually, thank everyone on the call who shared this space and moment with you, that connected with you for your heart center and the love and light to flow through each of us. Take another breath and come back and bring your energy back into your own being, ever so gently. Connect with your heart center. Be aware of your breath. See that green energy flowing clockwise, residing in your heart center now, knowing that you are one with the universe. You're one with the harmony of the universe. You're one with the vibration of the universe. You are one with the energy of love and light. I bless you and thank you for joining us tonight. I bless you and thank you for continuing to hold the space for Hurricane Ike. And whenever you hear or see pictures regarding him or anything about him, see it right. Feel it right. See the child of God within him. Reach out again through his eye to the center of his soul, to his heart center. See that child inside. Send him this 50 billion megahertz of green light. You connect it with it in a moment's notice and see him spinning ever so slowly, clockwise, as everything around him becomes cooler and cooler, gentler and gentler. Namaste.
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 Thank you, Phoenix.
God bless.
God bless all. Thank you all.
Hello?
Hi.
Good night.
Good night. God bless. Thank you.
Yes.